Hey, everybody. Welcome to my world. How's your world going? Is it as crazy as mine? Has your schedule just gone crazy this week? Mine has. Just about every day's filled. I can't believe it. But anyhow, welcome to my world. And you're welcome to it, too. But anyhow, guys, welcome to my world right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. We cut the bull and serve the truth. And that's the truth. Anyhow, guys, before we get going, I have to do a disclaimer. So nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, by the way, tell your friends to join us every Wednesday live right here on the Trim Radio Network. I hope you have your snacks and your beverage handy because you can sit back and kind of chill out here for a little bit because I've got some interesting things here. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to the show. And I'll tell you what, I just have to tell you some stuff about the Trim Radio Network, because if I didn't, oh my goodness, Michael would be, well, he wouldn't be angry. He would just be upset. I'll put it that way. Nah, he's a good guy. Anyhow, we have a lot of shows right here on the Trim Radio Network. And as you can see, we have the Adventures of Wade Around the Bend. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. Of course, Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. We also have Offsides, College Football Top 25, the Take Point 22 radio show. We have, of course, My World every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And we have Victoria Smith with her Natural Marketer podcast. Yeah, if you want to learn to market your business, she's the person to talk to, okay? Now, we also have the Positude podcast. And we have Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. And yeah, I know, I keep saying, show me the green pill. You know, Riscala always gives you a choice between two pills. That you can either take the blue pill or the red pill. I want the green pill. And he hasn't found that out. Well, just my luck, the green pill turns out to be a kidney tracer, and I'm in a heap big trouble. Anyhow, guys, a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And we hope you enjoy all of our shows. And if you want to do your own show, there's a little box up here. You can see the magic pointer. And it says, hi there. Thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? You click on that. And it says, enter your question below. And a representative will get right back to you. So you put your name in, your phone number, and you put your message in. If you want to advertise with us, just fill this form out and send it to us, and somebody will be right with you, okay? And then you click on send. That's as simple as it is. If you want to do your own show, you could do the same thing. Just give us the information and hit the send button, and we'll find out what you want to do, okay? It's very easy to do. We use StreamYard. And a lot of different podcasters use StreamYard because it is an interesting program. Very easy to do. If I can do it, you can do it. Okay? Well, we have that going on. But, you know, you could advertise with us like Laser Technologies International. You can support our network. You can contribute. You can buy airtime. Or you can shop the show's merchandise, better known by Michael Bejas as the merch. And if you take a look at by clicking the shop button, you can see what we've got. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show in 11 ounce black mug. We've got the Trim Radio On Air Unisex Ultra Cotton Tee. We have the Trim Radio Network Men's New Blend Hooded Sweatshirt. That's a nice one. You can advertise with us 90 seconds on air spots. You can take it all 15 take point 22 red blue color morphing mug and the Trim Radio Network duffel bag. And I'll tell you what, guys, I wish I had a morphing mug that was all black, and when you put something hot in it, $1,000 bill, I can't use my face on it. Maybe we can put Michael Bejas on it. Or maybe Rascala, or maybe Vicky. Okay? We can do that. We can do that. Anyhow, I'd love to have one of those morphing mugs. That's a neat thing. We've also got racerback tank tops. And we've got the unisex jersey long sleeve t-shirt. Okay? And you can also click and it'll give you the airtime fees that we have for advertising, okay? So just check out the shows. Check out the merchandise. And help us stay on the air. All you have to do is just buy some merchandise or donate to the show. That money goes into buying the air time. And what I end up doing is I donate for the BMI music license, which we have to have. And by the way, if you didn't know, our BMI music license is 6105-1658. That's 6105-1658. And you just listen to our theme song, Leave It to Beaver. Okay? And so that's there. I got to give out some shout outs here. I may not have a chance to do all of them today because we've got a lot to do. The University of Findlay, check them out at www.findlay.edu. They're located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II sports school. They've got very good sports there. Very good. And they're also known for their academics, which is the main thing. They have bachelor, master's, and doctoral degrees. And I'll tell you what. They've got very good professors, very good facilities. They have a hazardous materials campus. And it's one of a few in the country. And it's a very specific coursework. And then they have the equestrian campus and pre-veterinary sciences. And then they also have the main campus, and there you'll have all of your degree work there, and good facilities, and very good professors. And Dr. Kathy Fell does a fantastic job. She's the prez, okay? She runs the place, and I'll tell you what, she's quite a person. She's been there for quite a while, and the college has really grown from a college to a university. Yeah. It's amazing. So you want to check them out, www.findlay. I got to say a big howdy to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. You know, he makes custom pens and blanks. That's the center section of the pens. And I'll tell you what, he does an excellent job. He's got a great Second Amendment pen. You have to check that out. He makes other things other than pens. Trust me. He has a mean pizza cutter. I mean, really nice. Letter openers, things like that. It's all custom work. And nothing leaves the shop until it's absolutely perfect. And I'll tell you what, if you have a sorority, a fraternity, a college, a university, a high school, grade school, junior high, middle school, business, and you want to give a presentation pen to somebody that is really deserving, okay? Or you just want to butter up to your clients. Phil will make them a pen, and it'll be a really nice pen. Both Michael Bejas and I have pens. We bought them from Phil, trust me. But check them out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. Well, also, guys, we have the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista on YouTube. Check them out. They're out in the middle of Wisconsin. Check out Deep South Homestead, Danny and Wanda King. But they're changing the name. It's going to be Pecan Grove. Not Pecan Grove, but Pecan Grove, okay? And it's down around Miggins, Mississippi. And they're redeveloping another property. And they're having fun doing what they're doing, okay? And by the name, you know they have a lot of pecan trees there, okay? Check them out, Danny and Wanda King. By the way, all the people that I mentioned, I'd love to have them as neighbors. I really would. And if I plug them on the show, they don't pay me anything for doing it. It's just I like their shows. I really do. And they're great people. I've met a lot of them. I've talked to them. I've corresponded with them. If they weren't good people, I wouldn't recommend them. Also, check out Southern Prepper One, better known as Dave Kobler. And he's down in South Carolina. And he can just sneeze, hoot, and holler up over the ridge, and he's in North Carolina, okay? And he has an interesting show. He's been working with some of the relief that's going on there from the disaster. I know his son went up and helped, and he's been trying to do some stuff around his place because he has a lot of people that depend on him. So check him out, Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Also, Rachel with Patriot Nurse, fantastic lady, and I'll tell you what, she knows her medicines, she knows her medical ways, I'll put it that way. She teaches classes, and I'd love to take them. I'd have to probably go to Columbus or Cincinnati if she was available doing them, and you learn quite a bit. But you have to go through the series. If there's a 101 beginning class, you got to take the 102 next, then the 103. You just can't jump around. She's an excellent person. Then we have Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell, and Ed's building his compound down in West Virginia. And by compound, he's setting up campers with other people of like minds, and they have neat territory there, beautiful overview of a, well, mountain valley. It is. It's really nice. And they've been working on it for at least a year. And he moved from upper New York, up around Rochester, Buffalo, and it snowed and got cold a lot. Well, now he's down in West Virginia where it's a little bit warmer. Also, you want to check out Prepper Princess Amber Stork. And I post a lot of her videos on money and change. And I also post some on our Facebook page right here on the Trim Radio Network. But anyhow, you have to check out Amber Stork. She's a self-made millionaire. The technical term is millionaires. But she just says, I'm a self-made millionaire. And this is how I did it over a period of years. Very smart lady. And I'll tell you what. She's somebody you want to pay attention to. Also, we have LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. And, of course, like I always say with David Gilmore, right here's what he got me hooked into. And, David, if you're watching, GMRS Radios. And I'll tell you what, during an emergency like what they had in North Carolina, South Carolina, even in Florida, I'll tell you what, these little radios come in handy, okay? And this is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. It's a GMRS radio, if you can see it. I got to figure out how I can hold that up there, okay? It's an excellent radio, and I can talk to people about 35 miles away. And it depends on the terrain and where you're at. But I'll tell you what, it's a good radio. There it is. So anyhow, you can also listen to other things going on if you have the right frequencies, if you know what I mean. Okay. It's a good radio. Okay. I don't care where you buy them. Just don't get the bubble wrap stuff at Wally World. Okay. Wow. Also, we have the Max. And he has a pretty good show. I really like it. Matter of fact, he has a couple updates during the week, and I like to watch him in the mornings if I get a chance. Okay. Wow. We've got a lot to talk about. And I'll tell you what. I need to talk about, I need to plug our page. I really do. Because if I don't plug the page, who will, right? Well, we have our Facebook page, and it's coming up right now. There you go. And I've got a good private group, and I've got a lot of different people, okay? All my buddies here. And, they like to listen to the show. And Jerry, if you're listening tonight, maybe we can talk on the GMRS frequencies. A lot of things to talk about. Well, anyhow, you can see that I always put up a notice about an hour to 2 hours before the show. And this one has a little brewski, okay? And you also see the monster. I put this one up earlier today, and I thought, well, gee, I was going to show that one because one thing. It's almost Halloween, you know, towards the end of the month. So I figured, okay, let's go ahead and do this. I saw an alien mask, and it was on Facebook. Somebody was selling it, and it's a rubberized mask. You put it over your head, and then you tuck it under your shirt collar. And it looks like you're an alien, and you can get it different colors and so forth. And I thought, boy, this would be really neat. But just my luck, I'd be walking around in the neighborhood, and some old lady's going to scream and call the cops. Or somebody's going to take out a BB gun, a shotgun, whatever, and dust my keister, you know, rear end with buckshot. I don't think I want to do that. Maybe Halloween night I might try that. If I can find the right head to put on, okay? And it's kind of neat. I mean, supposedly you can see out of them. And I don't know. I don't want to wear a Jason mask around here. But anyhow, guys, check out our page because we have, guess what? Right there is a prepper. And she talks about 72 hours of food storage. She's the Rogue Prepper. Her last name is Rogue, by the way, R-O-G-U-E. Also, we talked about a little bit of preparedness during the storm. It's the LDS prep for natural disasters. Okay, and they talk about it. And you can take a look at their literature. You can get one of their books, which I have. I purchased it several years ago. And it's about 1.5 to 2 inches thick. And it covers everything as far as prepping for meals, water, sanitation, all kinds of stuff. And it's worth having. I think it's about $20 for that. And you can get it through LDS.org. Okay, also, oh yeah, I'm in. Yeah, oh yeah, there's the bush. Oh yeah, oh, I don't drink. Anyhow, here's the SHTF frequency list, you know, when the crap hits the fan. Because I can't say the other word, or Michael will zap me, okay? But it's there for you to copy and print. And it talks about GMRS frequencies, CB frequencies, ham radio frequencies, SAR and marine band frequencies, okay? And how to communicate with your radios, okay? And sometimes, you know, we do an encore edition because maybe I have a meeting I have to go to, or I think I have a problem with another meeting, with another meeting, with another meeting, with another meeting. Days, I'm retired, okay? And I have more meetings than I can shake a stick at. If it's not with the city in an advisory position, it's with the local lodge. or it's some other group that I'm involved in, okay? If I'm not playing a concert. And that's what happens. But you can check us out on Facebook. Just remember, we both have Money and Change / Financially Prepped. There's a page for that. We also have My World, okay? So you can check that out. Whoa, so much to talk about. You know, I forgot to tell you guys, well, you know, I was at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, for their homecoming a few weeks ago. And I had to do an encore edition of Money and Change because we just returned. We didn't have time to throw the show together. And so we had to do an encore edition, which was a pre-recorded show. And that following Wednesday, I was still playing catch-up ball, and we didn't have a chance to do a show, so we had to do another encore, which for this show, I don't like to do encores. I'd rather do it live because they have fun. You know, F-U-N. And so that's all the name of the game. Well, anyhow, there was a video that came out about the homecoming at Ohio University. And I thought I would share that with you because I'll tell you what. Oh, you want to talk about a wild time? I mean, we had fun. We had fun. And I'll tell you what, it was so much fun down there. You got to see people that you went to school with. You got to see how the town has changed or not changed. You got to see all the buildings, all the expansion that's gone down there. It's amazing. It really is. It's one of the most beautiful campuses in the United States. It really is. I think it's probably in the top 10. And Athens itself is a nice town down in southwestern Ohio. But they did a video of the homecoming, just a promo of it. And I thought, well, gee whiz, I'm just going to have to play that for everybody. So here's the 2024 Follow the Red Brick Road. Okay. I was about ready to say Yellow Brick Road, but there aren't any. There are red bricks down there. Here we go.
All you have to do is just close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times and think to yourself, there's no place like homecoming. There's no place like homecoming. There's no place like homecoming.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. And, you know, if I can break down some more, I will. The problem of it is, some of it is copyrighted music. Now, I was in the original Marching 110, which was the marching band there at the university. And for halftime and the hometown parade that they have for homecoming, they always have the university band at the beginning, which they have about 400 in the band, maybe 425, something like that. It's a big band. They play really good music, really good music. But at the back of the whole 1 hour and 6 minute long parade is the alumni band. And the alumni band had above 550 members. Can you imagine that? 550 alumni coming back, and they participate in the halftime show at the football game. But oh, the sound. And when I was in for my 50th year, yeah, sorry guys, I'm that old. But for my 50th year, we were in the parade, but we were in a nice trailer and being paraded through town and so forth. But the alumni band was over 900 members for that occasion. Can you imagine that? 900 in the alumni band? That's a lot of instrumentation, okay? And they all come down the night before from different locations around Ohio and Michigan, Indiana, you know, wherever. And some of them even fly in from out of state. But they come in and they have a really good time. It's like a big reunion, and then they have their halftime practice on Saturday morning after the big parade. Oh, it's a wild time. And the parade it's a wild parade. I'll put it that way. It's interesting to be there to see it. I like standing on the sidelines now since I don't march it. I can sit there or stand there and I can watch this thing go on for an hour and a half or longer. It's great. It's a big, fun experience. So if you haven't been to a college homecoming, you have to. And there's no place to go like Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. Okay, so you want to check it out. Wow, what were we going to talk about? I think, you know, we were talking about last week about the hurricanes. And I had a chance to get a hold of a friend of mine, and he and his wife live in a new assisted living place in south of Tampa. And they were close to the hurricane, but not the center of it, but they were close. And they just moved in. It had been probably 4 weeks living there. And all of a sudden, the hurricane hit, and they had no power. For 4 days. Yeah, 4 days, no power. Luckily, they had food. And their condo didn't get damaged in any way, which was amazing. And I've known other people that are down there that had severe damage. One person... I know where he lives. I've been by it so many times. Ben Mala, if you're listening, watching, hey, I hope you get everything cleaned up and in ship shape. He owns a lot of property in the Tampa area, in Florida in general, and he lives on Bel Air Beach. And I used to go by that place, I don't know how many times. Beautiful, beautiful mansion. He's just down the street from Tom Cruise. Yeah. Not that I ever bump shoulders with them and stuff, but I would like to drive through different areas. And that's where you see nice big mansions and you see your Rolls Royces and Bentleys and all kinds of stuff driving on the Gulf Boulevard there. Right now, Gulf Boulevard is a mess. Bel Air Beach is a mess. Indian Rocks Beach, Indian Shores Beach. It's all a mess. And hopefully they get it cleaned up and they don't have any more. But I was concerned for my friends in Florida. And luckily, all of them had minimal damage. Except for Ben. He had a lot of sand damage. And he was getting his act together. Okay, he has some stuff down at John's Pass. If you ever get a chance, go down to Florida. Go to John's Pass. It's a tourist place. But I'll tell you what, it's fun. It's a neat area. I went there for over 20 years. It was like a second home. So anyhow, I was concerned about everybody. So everybody ended up doing very well and surviving the mess. And it was a mess. Well, anyhow, guys, what we're going to talk about tonight is Johnny Carson. You know, we've been picking on different comedians. And I thought, well, Jack Benny would be a good one. Well, no, the videos that I found for Jack Benny, they weren't that good. And then I was looking for others, and I thought I would give J.D. Mercer a rest. I mean, he pranks himself to death over the phone. He needs a rest. So I thought, well, we would check Johnny Carson. Now, the closest I ever came to Johnny Carson, It's an interesting story. For some weird reason, I was in a hospital in Westerville, Ohio, which is a suburb of Columbus. And I lived over there. And something wasn't right. So I had to take some tests. And so here I am. I'm hooked up to all these wires. Oh, I had them on my head and chest and everything. And I'm in this hospital room. And I'm watching Johnny Carson. And it's 11 o'clock at night. Or no, it's 11:30. And the nurse comes in. And I think she had three stripes tattooed on her shoulder from being in the military. And she says, turn that TV off. Fill this jug and go to bed. Well, what am I supposed to do? Salute her and say, yes, sir, ma'am. And I told her, I said, I'm going to watch Johnny Carson. When it's over, I go to bed. And she said, fill that jug. Okay. The jug being a urinal. So I watched Johnny Carson. And I had a nice time of it. And the next thing I know is I remembered, she said, fill the jug. So I got up out of bed. I took the jug, went over and filled it full of water, set it outside in the hall and shut the door, got back in bed, turned out the light, went back to sleep. But that was Johnny Carson. I always watched Johnny Carson right after the news because it made my day. Okay. Even if I had to get up at 6 o'clock the next morning, I still watched Johnny Carson. It was a good show. And I'll tell you what, some of the things that I found on Johnny Carson, his name was really John William Carson, and he was born October 23rd, 1925. And he passed away January 23rd, 2005. And he was a television personality. He was a comedian. He was a writer, a producer, and he was the host of NBC's Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, from 1962 to 1992. And Carson received 6 Primetime Emmy Awards, the Television Academy's 1980 Governor's Award, the 1985 Peabody Award, whoever Peabody was. He was inducted into the Television Academy Hall of Fame in 1987, and he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1992 and received a Kennedy Center honor in 1993. Yeah, and during World War II, he served in the Navy. And he started a career after that in radio and moved on to television and took over as host of the late night talk show Tonight from Jack Parr. I used to watch Jack Parr's show on occasion when I could stay up late at night. But then Johnny Carson came on, and boy, I liked to watch his shows. It was fun. They always had music, and Doc Severinsen played and directed the orchestra, or Tommy Newsom at the time. And it was interesting. Later on in time, I got to meet Doc Severinsen. And I was filling in at the University of Dayton for a basketball game, you know, playing horn. And next thing you know, we're playing along, and it's halftime at the arena. Place is packed. It was a big game. And next thing you know, I look over to my right and I'm looking and I'm going, hey, that's Doc Severinsen. Real nice guy. And he was there to promote the Tonight Show road show that was going to be at the University of Dayton Arena, I guess in 2 weeks or whatever, during the week. So that was an interesting thing. So I got to meet Doc. Okay. Never did get a chance to meet Johnny Carson, even though you think that you know him. Okay. And a long time ago, actually before he did the Johnny Carson show, did you know he was on the Ed Sullivan show? And you're saying, who's Ed Sullivan? Well, he had a variety show on TV. And I'll tell you what, he had a lot of famous people. I even know a person that appeared on his stage. Matter of fact, she conducts the big civic band that I'm in. And we resume practice for Christmas concerts in 2 weeks. So, Gail, if you're listening, guess what? I'll see you at the practice hall. Anyhow, guess what? Johnny Carson is something else. And it's like you would know him by watching his show and think, okay, hey, he's a neat guy. He's very personable. But anyhow, here is his little, in the music terms, we call it a gig with Ed Sullivan. So you want to check this out. Oh, Jack Benny. I'm sorry, Jack Benny.
Alligator skin? I had some left over. Now, go ahead.
Jack, I really don't know. It's been so long since I played.
Well, do the best you can. What's the difference?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. And that's the beginning of the Johnny Carson bit. And I'll tell you what, he's a fantastic drummer. He really is. And I've had a chance to experience a lot of good professional drummers, and Johnny Carson was good. Okay. But we go from that part. He did other different characters, and that's the funny stuff I want to get into. You got your snacks? You got your beverage? I know I have mine. It's called water. Run through a Berkey filter to take out all the taste from city water. Yeah. It's just pure water. It's great. That's all I basically drink. Except for a few iced teas, if I can behave myself, okay? But anyhow, Carson played different characters. And maybe you'll remember this character, if I can get it ready, because I'll tell you what. He did some skits that were just funny as all get out. Let's see what we have here. Are you ready? Here we go.
Are you all right, Osage? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
May eternal bliss fill your clothing.
Thank you. Something is. I have in my hands the envelopes. Can you see them?
Yes.
I know this sand blows into your eyes on the desert. A child of four could plainly see these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Funkin' Wagnall's porch since noon today. No one knows the contents of these envelopes but you. And your mystical and borderline divine way will ascertain the answers, having never before seen the question. Is that about it?
Are you done? Yes, of course.
Envelope number one.
Silence, please.
Hermetically sealed.
I will divine the answer.
Funkin' Wagnall's porch? Since noon today. But you.
Can we get on with this?
Yes.
Carnac, a chance. A condor, a bald eagle, and a snail darter.
A condor, a bald eagle, and a snail darter.
Name three things less endangered than Tip O'Neill.
Envelope number two.
This audience would lob a grenade at Bambi's mother. Striking air traffic controllers.
Striking air traffic controllers.
You got it. What do the people waiting at the airport feel like doing? Spit, scratch, and complain. What are the three qualifications to be a Major League Baseball player? Blood sugar.
Blood sugar.
That's what I said. What should a vampire cut down on when he's on a diet? May a toothless yak gum your grandmother's wheat thins. Cannonball run.
Cannonball run.
What do you call a drink made with gunpowder and tequila? A day. What's a minimum wage for a fruit fly?
Yeah.
A wed wobe. What does Barbara Walters wear over her wed pajamas?
Having trouble divining this one? No.
No. Sis boom ba.
Sis boom ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
He's not worth it.
V8.
V8.
What kind of social disease can you get from an octopus? Sneezy, happy, dog, grumpy, bashful,
dopey.
Dopey and sleepy. At the present time, who's running the tower at LA Airport?
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
May your only son be caught in a gay swine stampede. I'm going to counter-almentate my aforementioned ingesta. How does William Buckley say, I think I'm going to barf?
Oh, yeah. Sis Boombom. I'll tell you what. When he did Karnak, the Magnificent, that was just one of many characters that he did. And I'll tell you what. He was just darn funny in a lot of them. I don't know how they made that stuff up to get those answers to the questions. They probably sit around in an office someplace with the writers and try to come up with the answers and the questions. Can you imagine that? Now, I know Gary Burbank at WLW Radio had a lot of writers working with him, and they used to sit around and come up with all kinds of things. And I did know one person who was his music director at WLW. And I said, gee, how is it to work for Gary Burbank? He was one of the top drive time disc jockeys in the United States. He said, well, it was pretty good, but there were 14 of us crammed into this one small room doing the show. So, you know, he had a lot of fun there. Over the years, you get to meet different people, okay? Whether they're comedians or musicians or politicians, whatever, you get to meet different people. And that's one of the good things that I guess I've been privileged to do, okay? Johnny Carson also had different skits that he used to do. And I'll tell you what, he had a skit with Betty White one time. And of course you remember her from, I forget the name of the show with all the ladies, with Blanche and all those guys. And she was on one of his shows and it turned out to be the Tarzan skit. So let's see what they did in the Tarzan skit. Here we go.
Arthur in the NBC office. One of the most publicized movies of the summer season is Tarzan the Ape Man. Now, this film, like the earlier Tarzan pictures, depicts only the very early relationship between Tarzan and Jane. We wondered what a movie might be like about Tarzan and Jane after they've been together for a number of years.
There's Betty White.
He didn't fix the ladder. He's late coming home from work. I'll bet that jungle jerk's out swinging with the boys again. Again?
Not Tarzan's fault. Vine controller strike. Tarzan almost had mid-air collision with orangutan. Man, it's a jungle out there.
This place is a mess. You haven't done any of your chores.
Little chores, woman's work. Tarzan only have one chore.
What's that?
Empty hippopotamus litter box.
A provider. Will you look at this dump?
Tarzan, good provider. Tarzan, get job.
You're completely primitive. You're totally unskilled. You have the manners of a baboon and the IQ of an ape. Where could you possibly get a job?
Tarzan already been accepted at post office. As supervisor.
How do you expect to make anything of yourself when you sit around all day playing with a chimpanzee?
It worked for President Reagan. Where's Tarzan's dinner?
I don't have your dinner, banana brain. I'm a person in my own right. I have better things to do. Send out for some pizza.
What their number?
I don't know. Call information.
If the number you need is please stay on the line.
If you're that hungry, there's some leftover rhino stew in that pot.
Leftover rhino stew again. Tarzan thinks this a little too horny.
Tarzan, you're a slob.
Hard to keep food down. Your cooking tastes like zebra puddle.
We're going to clean out all this foliage. What is all this stuff anyway?
Which doctor helped Tarzan grow this? It's called the Say This Some Plant.
Say This Some Plant?
Say This Some Bad Weed. Tarzan smoked no vine before its time.
The most insensitive man I have ever met.
Of course, Tarzan insensitive. Tarzan raised by apes. What do you expect, Rod McEwen?
Quit feeling sorry for yourself, pygmy pants.
You know the worst part of being raised by apes?
What?
Breastfeeding. Me, Tarzan, king of jungle.
Big king you are. That wasn't exactly a royal performance you gave last night, King.
That never happened to Tarzan before.
Are you kidding? Even at your best with you, it's strictly wham, bam, thank you, Juana. Let's face it, you're not much of a man.
Oh, yeah, quicksand chest. Tarzan, all men.
Then how come when you take a shower under the waterfall, the hyenas all stand around and laugh at you?
Hyenas always laugh.
Yes, but they don't usually point.
Don't talk about Tarzan's body. Him seen better jugs on top of native's head.
What have you accomplished today?
Tarzan go on hunt today with native warriors. Watusi, Maasai.
You bangy?
You betcha.
Oh, my God! That's the trouble with you. You come on too fast and too crude.
Tarzan may be crude, but at least faithful. Not like Jane.
What do you mean?
Tarzan know about night you made whoopee with Marlon Perkins.
Oh, big deal. Just that one time while Jim worked his way down the river. Yeah.
One time my loincloth. Around jungle, you known as Easy Country Safari.
You're no angel. I found this under your mat. Yeah. Oh. An inflatable crocodile.
That Tarzan's niece from Milwaukee.
She's just your type.
At least she's got her own teeth.
That's the last straw. Tarzan, I have an announcement I want to make to the entire family. Boy, Chica, boy.
Tommy Houston.
I never felt at home in jungle.
It just isn't going to work. I am a modern woman, but you are a macho, chauvinist, hopeless case. I'm leaving you and getting a divorce.
Woman, stay with man. That law of jungle.
You may have a law of jungle. I have a lawyer of the jungle.
Don't know what Jane talk about. You've got to be kidding.
I'm taking the treehouse and boy, and you can have that stupid-looking monkey you spend so much time with. See you in court, shrimp vine. Yeah.
And all I get is cheetah. Tarzan may be dumb, but he not that dumb. Tarzan will learn this next take from Benny Hill. We go spend several days in bush together.
Oh, my goodness. Johnny Carson. And I'll tell you what. There's more stuff I could get of Johnny Carson. If we would have had time, I would have done the Dragnet deal, as he was Sergeant Friday at one point. And that was a funny one. But, oh, we're running out of time. And it's about a 5-6 minute show, and we don't have that time. But anyhow, that was Johnny Carson. He did an excellent job when he had the Tonight Show. And I don't care if you like David Letterman or anybody that came later on. Some of the stuff that Johnny Carson did was funny. And some of the guests that he had on, Jonathan Winters, I was looking for one of his. And it was a long one. Robin Williams and Jonathan Winters went nuts on his show one time. And he just gets stuck doing different things, okay? So, and you run into things like Buddy Hackett. Remember Shooting the Duck? Mm-hmm. Okay, the farmer and the duck? Well, anyhow, he had a fantastic show. There was never a bad show. And even if he would go on the road with his road show, and they would have other guest hosts in there, it was still a good show. There was not a bad show that was done for Johnny Carson. There were a few times he had mental lapses when he was doing Karnak. I was going to show that one, but it was too long. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week. You can also check us out on archives, okay? But you have a good week. And we'll talk to you on Sunday at 7 o'clock because we're going to be doing Money and Change. And the word on the street is you better start prepping, okay? So with that, guys, that's all I've got. You have a good week. We'll see you Sunday at 7 p.m. for Money and Change. See ya.